The next day, before the sun was up, in Copenhagen at that time of year, this could have been after 8 o'clock in the morning, Jack's mother took him to the Frederikshavn Citadel. Kasteleth, the historic fortification, was called. In addition to the soldiers' barracks, there was the commandant's house and the citadel church, the Kastelskirchen, where William Burns had played. Is there a boy who doesn't love a fort? How exciting for Jack that his mom had brought him to a real one. He was more than happy to amuse himself as Alice asked him to do. I would like to have some privacy when I speak to the organist, was how she put it. Jack was given the run of the place. His first discovery was the jail. It was behind the citadel church, where a prison aisle ran along the church wall. There were listening holes in the wall to enable the prisoners to hear the church service without being seen. It was a disappointment to Jack that there were no prisoners, only empty cells. The organist's name was Anker Rasmussen, a typical Danish name, and according to Alice, he was both respectful and forthcoming. Jack later found it odd that the organist was in uniform, but his mother would explain that a soldier musician was what one might expect to find in a citadel church. During William's brief apprenticeship to Rasmussen, the young man had mastered several Bach sonatas as well as Bach's Preludium und Fuge in B moll and his Klavierübung 3. Jack was impressed that his mom could remember the German names of the pieces his dad had learned to play. William was quite the hand at Couperin's Messe pour le Couvent, too, and Alice had been right about the Christmas section from Handel's Messiah. As for the seduced parishioner, the military man's young wife,